and he crashes into the barrier. I feel his impact like it's my own body hitting that barrier. Then, everything happens so fast, yet so incredibly slow. I can hear Mum screaming, and people are yelling. On the screens above, I see the marshals running to his car. I can't move. I don't want to move, or to look away from the screens in case I miss anything. Please be okay, Daddy. Please. Then, without warning, I'm being picked up from behind and carried away. Uncle John. He turns me in his arms, pressing my face into his chest so I can't see anything. He moves quickly through the garage, taking me away from the screens, away from the track, away from my dad. I'm yelling, "No!" I'm trying to fight him. I have to be here. I have to see that my dad is okay. Then, I hear the bang. It's so loud that it hurts my ears through my headphones. Uncle John stops moving. He slowly turns with me in his arms. Every muscle in his body goes rigid. Fighting free, I look at the screens. And that's when I see it. My dad's car is gone, replaced with flames and smoke. Thick black smoke, billowing up into the sky above. Chapter 1. 14 years later, São Paulo, Brazil.
I'm going to miss you so much, darling.
The emotional edge in my mother's voice has my lips wobbling and my eyes misting with tears.
I'm going to miss you, too.
I hug her tighter. Leaning back, she takes my face in her hands, staring into my eyes. She's crying. I hate seeing her cry.
Are you absolutely sure you have to go?
We've had this conversation a lot over the past few weeks. I know I'm hurting her. I hate that I am. But I have to do this. If I don't, I'll know I'll regret it for the rest of my life.
Mom, this is an amazing opportunity for me, I say softly. I know you're worried, but I'll be fine. I'll be with Uncle John,
and it's not like I'm actually getting in the race cars and driving them.
I know, she sighs.
It's a worrisome sigh, and I know where it comes from. I know my leaving is hurting her for many reasons, mostly because she's going to miss me, but largely because of where I'm going. It's stirring up painful memories for her.
I'm trying not to hurt you, I say softly. I have to do this. I know.
She kisses my forehead.
You are so much like your father. He would be so proud of you, you know.
Well, that just sets me off, and a tear spills down my cheek. Mum wipes it away with her thumb.
I'm just being a silly, clucky mother. I don't want to let my baby girl go.
I'm coming back, I reassure her. I'm not leaving forever.
I know. Just take care of yourself, and be careful. You're going to be in a lot of strange countries. You have that rape alarm I bought for you?
Yes, it's in my bag.
And you won't walk anywhere alone, especially at night?
I won't.
And if you must take a cab, then check that it's a city-approved cab.
I will.
And you'll check in with me every day?
I will. I promise. I give her another tight squeeze. Don't worry. I pick up my bag from the floor, hanging it on my shoulder. I'm going to go, otherwise I'll miss check-in.
Okay.
She stifles her tears.
Bye, darling. Have a safe flight.
I'll be home for a visit as soon as I can. I love you. I start walking backward toward the